year is Masechta Tainis Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin on the base, 3 lines from the bottom. In the previous year we had learned, we had quoted actually the Megillas Tainis. The Megillas Tainis said that from the first day of Nisan till the 8th day of Nisan was a Yontif, because that was, those were the days where they had rededicated the Karban Tamid. And then from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Yontif is Pesach, is a Yontif, because as we know, we've discussed this many times, there's a machlokes between the Tzedokim and us, what does Mimachras HaPesach mean? They define it to be always a Machlokes HaShabbos, they define it always to be a Sunday, we say it's the second day Yontif, and this debate was going on for many years, and we ultimately prevailed, and they made it to Yontif Amar Mar, Mitamnebei, from 8 days in Nisan at Soif Ma'ada until the end of Pesach, the Tois of Chag of the Shvuya, we were able to establish when Shavuos is, because Shavuos depends on when Pesach is, the Leila Mispid. And that's why the Yom Tovim, we don't say a Hespid on those days. Ask the Gemara, Lomli at Soif Noyed, why do we have to declare it a Yontif until Pesach is over? Lema Adamoyed, we should have only made it into a Yontif until Pesach. Umoyed Gufay, however, Pesach itself, Yontifu, Pesach is anyway a Yontif, V'osr, and therefore you're not a fast or say a Hespin. What was the need to make those days into a Yontif? Amar Papa, answers Rapapa, Amar Rav, just like we learned in the previous year, where the Gemara asked, why did they have to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan into a Yontif? Rosh Chodesh is a Yontif anyway. And the Gemara answered, Lo Nitzrcha, Elo Esa Yom Shulfanav, that if we were only going to consider Rosh Chodesh a Yontif, it would only be a Yontif for it day itself, not for the previous day. By making Rosh Chodesh into a Yontif from Megillas Tainis, even the day before Rosh Chodesh becomes a Yontif. Hachinami here too. Yontif Pesach is a Yontif anyway. Le'nitzrcha, why was it established as a Yontif? Ela le'esa yoyim shalachrov. That the day after Pesach, if it was only a Yontif because it's Pesach, so then the day after Pesach wouldn't be a Yontif. Now, by declaring it as a Yontif from Megillas Tainis, then the day after Pesach also is a Yontif, and we can't fast or say a Hesped on that day. So the Gra makes an obvious observation. From here we see that Isru Chag is not a Yontif. If the Gemara is saying that the reason we had to make Pesach into a Yontif is that on the day after Yontif we should be allowed to, we should have to consider it a Yontif, it seems to indicate. Otherwise, Isru Chag would not be a Yontif, which many Paiskim are not comfortable with, because we've learned that Isru Chag is a Yontif. So some Paiskim say that certainly Isru Chag Shavuos, well, we know that since Shavuos Midrash is only a one-day Yontif, and it was certainly impossible for everybody to bring their Kabbonis in that one day, is a Yontif, because they Shavuos continued that they could bring the Kabbonis for a week after Shavuos. The question is other Yom Tovim Isru Chag. Again, the Gra seems to feel that from Al Gemara we have a clear proof Isru Chag is not a Yontif. Others say that Isru Chag is a Yontif that you're not allowed to fast. What they accomplished by declaring this Pesach as a Yontif is that not only weren't you allowed to fast, you're even not allowed to say a Hespid. And others say that Isru Chag is only a Yontif that you're not allowed to fast an entire day. But a tainus shos, a tainus for a number of hours would be permissible. Now by declaring Pesach as a Yontif, even a tainus shos is awesome. We learned in the Mishnah, a machloikis of Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. According to Rav Meir, both agreed there are two levels of Yom Tovim for Megillas Tainis. A Yontif which is not allowed to fast, which is a lower level Yontif, and a Yontif that you're not allowed to say a Hesped, which is a higher level Yontif. Rav Meir said that a Yontif that you're not allowed to only fast, a lower level Yontif, both before and after the Yontif is not a Yontif. Rav Yossi said that before it is a Yontif, the day before, the day after isn't. On a higher level Yontif, or a Yontif that you're not allowed to say a Hesped, Rav Meir said the day before is a Yontif, the day after isn't. And Rav Yossi said that both the day before and after are Yom Tovim. Based on the way our Gemara has been explaining the Megillas Tainus, that we now understand that the day before and the day after the Yom Tovim listed in Megillas Tainus, Yom Tovim. That's why we said, just to understand, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a Yontif, so the day before should be a Yontif. The Pesach is a Yontif, so the day after should be a Yontif. Which is exactly what Rabbi Yossi says. Command Rabbi Yossi, this understanding of what we've been learning from the Megillas Tainus follows Rabbi Yossi's position. Dom Abein Lefon Abein La'ofkar of Aser. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, so we explained, based on yesterday's shir, that why is Rosh Chodesh Nissan a Yontif? In order the day before should be a Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Yehochi be'esrim v'tishrim nami, 29 days in Adar, the day before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, my area, why are we saying it's a Yontif? Because they have a Yom, the Mekama Yom, the Tukim Tamida, because it's the day before the Yontif, or when the Karban Talmud was reestablished. Typically, we could say it's anyway a Yontif, Davle Yoima, the Boston of Esrim Tamnebe. It's the day after 28 days in Adar, which, as we're going to learn now, is a Yontif from Megillas Tainus. And we actually learned this when we learned Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Tanya, Be'esrim v'tamnebe, 28 days in Adar, Asa besur t'tayv l'yudai. The Jews got a wonderful good news. B'layi'idin menaraisa, that they don't have to stop learning Torah. Shepam achas, nigzer gzeril Yisrael. The Romans have made a decree, Shalayask v'tayr, the Klai Yisrael should not be allowed to learn Torah. V'shalayev molus b'neim, that they should not be allowed to make a bris milah. V'shichalu shabbosos, and that they should not be able to observe Shabbos. The Farshim ask why these three, we have many mitzvahs, why specifically these three mitzvahs? So they say, these three mitzvahs are what separate us from the other nations in the world, that we learn Torah, that we have a bris milah, and that we shayim Shabbos. And I saw a wonderful point. These are the three mitzvahs that a father, a parent, has to be concerned to teach his child. A father has to teach his child Torah. A father, every Jewish parent, makes a bris for his child. And the Torah, when it speaks about being Shomer Shabbos, interestingly enough, usually doesn't say that Shomer Shabbos is something that your whole family has to do. The mitzvahs in the Torah are for everyone. There it says, Atu Bincha, Ubitecha, you, your son, and your daughter. So these are such important mitzvahs that our children, for when they're so young, have to be inculcated with these mitzvahs. And now, the Romans who wanted to break us, decree that we should no longer be able to do these mitzvahs. Ma osam Yehuda ben Shammu v'chaverav. What did Yehuda ben Shammu and his colleagues do? Holchav natlu etzim imatrenusa achas. They went and they took advice from a noble woman, shekol gedoyli rami mitzuyin etzla. That all the leaders of Rome frequent of her and asked her, what do we do here? Amlehem, so she told them, Imdu vefkinu belaila, go make a demonstration at night. So Mefarshim asked, why make a demonstration at night? So I saw three pshatim. One pshat is that they remember who was the original. Rome comes from Esav. And we all remember the story in the Chumash where Yaakov and the Sorei Shel Esav had a battle. When did that battle take place? At night. So they said, the last time you tried to battle us at night, you didn't do that well. So don't start again. Another pshat is that so many nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael happened by night. So again, and the world knew about these nisim to remind the Romans that we are a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. Yet a third pshat I saw, interesting pshat, she knew that the Roman political leaders were going to visit her home that night for a party. But she knew she couldn't just start speaking out on behalf of the Jewish people. That would be very suspicious. So what she told them was like this. You go make a demonstration at night. These people will be in my home, and they're going to hear noise. And they're going to ask, what's this noise all about? That will give me an opening to explain that, why did you make this decree against the Jews? And hopefully we'll be able to get it abolished. Holchov Efkina Belaila. So they made this demonstration, and what they said was, Ishamayim. Ishamayim means they cried out to heaven. So Tosfos says, pshat is, they cried out to heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us. I saw another pshat. Rashi teaches us, still in Parashas Bereishis, what is Shamayim? Shamayim, heaven, is Esh Umayim. Fire and water, which are really opposites, coexist in making up the heaven. So what they were saying is, yes, we're Jews and you're Romans, but why can't we coexist? Let us live our life, our religion, and you live your life, your religion. Aren't we brothers? Don't we have one father? Don't we have one mother? So Mefarshim explain, what were they trying to say with this? Achim is, the Torah already says that we're brothers and that the Torah should be given to Klal Yisrael. We have one father, Yitzchak. And Yitzchak was the first person that had a bris. So you also emanate from Yitzchak. So why are you against bris? Don't we have one mother? You come from Rivka. And we know that the Gemara says that Rivka, every Friday afternoon, she used to light candles, Lekavod Shabbos. So why are you against Shabbos? Manishtaninu mikol umah v'loshen. Why are we different from every nation? Shatim goyzim alayinu gzeres, that you make these decrees and don't let us observe our religion. Obitlam. So they abolished that day as they abolished those decrees. And that day that this happened, asa yontif. They made into a yontif. So since they made it into a yontif, so 28 days in Adar is in a yontif. And if we're paskling like Rabbi Yossi, that the day after a yontif is also a yontif, so why do I have to have Rosh Chodesh Nissan as a yontif? It's a yontif anyway, because the day after 29 days in Adar is a yontif, because the day after 28 days in Adar, which we just described as a yontif, answers the Gemara. We're speaking about a situation where Adar will be 30 days. Adar is 30 days, so let's figure it out. 28 days in Adar is a yontif. Why? Because the Gvaldig Simcha that we just explained. 29 days in Adar is the day after. Then we have day 30 of Adar, and then we have Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So if not the fact that Rosh Chodesh Nissan were a yontif, 30 days in Adar wouldn't be a yontif. That's why they had to make Rosh Chodesh Nissan into a yontif. Rav Ashi says a different reason. I feel time with Chodesh Chasser. And as the Chassam Soif explains, Rav Ashi is not satisfied with Abaya's Teretz for two reasons. First of all, we've learned so many times that Adar before Nissan is always a 29-day month. So the Gemara is saying that we did it because of the 30th. The 30th day is not a yontif. It doesn't happen. Moreover, the Chassam Soif says, and Rishash says this also, he says, and we've spoken about this, they used to be Mekad Shechodesh al Piri'iyah, the Edom would come. So what happened on the 30th day of Adar? They didn't know if the Edom were going to come or not. So they started celebrating that day as a Yontif because it may be Rosh Chodesh. So what are we saying we were making it a Yontif? Because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's a Yontif anyway, because I don't know if the Edom are going to come. So that's why Rav Ashi is dissatisfied with Abaye's Teretz. And he says, Rav Ashi Amar, Afil Taima L'Chodesh Chasser. We're making it a Yontif that's Chasser. Kol Shal Akhra B'Tainas Osir V'Hesped Mutar. Yes, the day after a Yontif is a Yontif. And therefore the 29th day of Adar is a Yontif because it's the day after of 28. But here, well, what kind of a Yontif is it? It's a Yontif you're not allowed to fast, but you're allowed to say a Hesped. But this day has a dual yontif aspect. It's the day after 28 days in Adar, and it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So since it's a double yontif, the zu hoylem mutl b'shnei yom tovim, since it's between these 2 days of yontif, asu ki yontif atzmoy, it has a higher level of yontif, v'fil b'hesped nami asur. And therefore, it's even asur in a hesped. And therefore, the Poskim say we find this concept in another place in Halacha, even for us. We know Rosh Chodesh Sivan is Rosh Chodesh. Gimel Dalet Hei Sivan are the Shloshes Shmei Gbola. Vav and Zayin, Vav Sivan, for us the Chutzlar is Vav and Zayin Sivan are Yontif Shavuos. Bei Sivan, the Halacha calls Yoyim HaMeyuchas. So the day that has a Yichas. What? And even the Shulchan Aruch says you don't say Tachnin. It's not a Chassidus Shemaisa. Even the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't say Tachnin on the Yom HaMiyuchas. Why is it a Yontif? Because since it's between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and the Shlosh Yimei Gbola, just like this day of Chav Tes Adar is sandwiched in between two Yom Tovim, that's why the Yom HaMiyuchas. There's interesting tshuva from Shlomo Kluger and the Shalos HaTshuvos HaElof HaShlomo. he discusses what is makes Yom HaMayuchis a Yontif. Is it only because it's between these Yom Tovim, or is it perhaps a Yontif in its own accord? Because it's the day that Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the Shlosh Yishimei Hagbalah are going to begin tomorrow. What's the Nafkamina? He says, if it's only a Yontif because it's between other Yom Tovim, it would be Oset to fast on that day, but it would be Mutter to say a Hesped. But if it's a Yontif for itself, it would be Oset to say a Hesped. The Divrei Malkiel also discusses it, and he says it would be very relevant, Shaila that could come up, is can you make a Chasna already on the Yom HaMayuchas? Shlosh Yishimei Hagbalah, we already make weddings. Can you make a wedding on the Yom HaMayuchas? If it's a Yontif on its own, then you can already make a wedding. If it's only a Yontif because it's sandwiched in between other days, then it's not enough of a Yontif that you can be able to make a wedding. Most Paiskim don't allow weddings to be made on the Yom HaMayuchas. Amamar. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Megillas Tainus, that was we learned on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Tamnebe, from 8 days in Nisan, at Soif Me'ad, until after Pesach, a Tois of Chag de Shvuya, are the days where Shvuas was reestablished to be in the proper time, and therefore Loy L'Mispid. And it's a Yontav, we don't even say a Hespid. Ask the Gemara. Lam L'Lamemim at Tamnebe. Why is 8 days in Nisan a Yontav? Lame Matishabe, which we only declared as Yontif from 9 days in Nisan. Because Tamne Gufe, the 8th day in Nisan, is anyway Osir, Davalei Yom, they're talking by Tamida. So again, to understand the Gemara's question. We learned yesterday that the first 8 days of Nisan are a Yontif. Why are they a Yontif? Because those are the days that the Tamid was reestablished. Addendum. Megillas Tainus taught us that from 8 days till the end of Yontif is a Yontif because that's when Shavuos was established. But day 8 of Nisan is already a Yontif anyway. So why do I have to make it a Yontif for this reason? Answers the Gemara. Kivin de ilu mikla milsa. Let's say something will happen. And the Gemara in Amud Beis actually describes such situations. Ubetlina l'shiva. And we will say that this Yontif of the first 8 days of Nisan will be abolished. Tamne Gufa Osir, the 8th day of Nisan will anyway still be a Yontif, because even if the first Yontif is abolished, this Yontif will still be a Yontif. It's the first day of the other Yontif. So, in other words, it's basically an insurance policy. Even if the first Yontif is abolished, the second Yontif still remains in effect. So there's a very interesting machloikis. Rashi says that let's say something happens on one of those 8 days. We're saying that the first 8 days of Nisan is a Yontif. And let's say something happens in one of those 8 days, that we should abolish that day from a Yontif. So Rashi says, Hoyle Batl Mektsasa Batl Kula. Then that entire Yontif will no longer be a Yontif. Others disagree in Rashi. And they say that the day that will be, for whatever reason, abolished won't be a Yontif. But the other days could still be a Yontif. Ask Rashi and Taisus a very obvious question. We've explained what we're concerned. We're concerned that perhaps this Yontif of day 1 through day 8 of Nisan will be abolished. But asks Rashi that day 8 anyway is not a problem. Let's say the Yontif will only be from 9 days in Nisan. What is day 8? Day 8 is the day before. And we're waiting the day before Yontif is also Yontif. So we're back to where we started, asks Rashi. Why do we have to make day 8 into a Yontif? Even if it's not a Yontif, it'll be Asr, because it's the day before day 9. So Rashi and Tosfos both say very posh to Svara. They say, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a situation where day 8 was a real Yontif. And for whatever reason, it was abolished. So they say, if a day which was a real Yontif, Chazal may see the need to abolish, doesn't go without any question that a day which is only a Yontif because it's the day before a next Yontif, that it should not be a Yontif for Chazal see that it should be abolished. Therefore, they had to establish that day 8 is a Yontif for another reason anyway. Says the Gemara, Hashdos Lachi. Now that we've established that at times Chazal, even if they establish the day as a Yontif, may abolish it, so the Kasha that we asked at the beginning of this year is no longer a Kasha. Esr Metishim Nami. You know why Chazal had to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan into a yontif. We asked, day 29 is anyway Asr. It's the day after day 28 of Adar. Because, Kiv in the Ilam Mikla Milsa. Let's say something will happen. Ubat Linula Esavatamna. And therefore we will abolish 28 days in Adar for being a yontif. And if 28 days in Adar is a yontif, is no longer a yontif. Day 29, which is only the day after, certainly will be not a yontif. But day 29 will still be Asr, Esvetamni Guf Asr. Day 29 will still be Asr, Davla Yoyma Mikama, Yoyma the Tukum Tamida. It'll anyway be the day before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So basically, again, it's like an insurance policy. You know why they made Rosh Chodesh Nissan into a yontif? To make sure that day 29 should always be celebrated as a yontif. Because even though now we're celebrating it because it's the day after day 28, but it may turn out that day 28 will be abolished. If day 28 is abolished, day 29 is abolished. That's why we still made Rosh Chodesh Nissan to protect day 29. Taisus Masechta Rosh Hashanah makes an interesting observation. He says, day 28 in Adar was declared as a yontif after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's when they were under Roman dominion. The Rosh Chodesh Nissan was declared a yontif when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. That's when they were bringing the Karmat Tamid. So we're not talking about the same time. So what's the whole Gemara? So Taisus Masechta Rosh Hashanah says, interesting, the Megillas Tainus, just like the Mishnayos, he says, was written by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived after the Churban and after the Roman, after the story. He compiled all the different Yom Tovim into one Megillas Tainus. So after all those years, we had a situation where both 28 days in Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nissan were a yontif. Itma. Rav Chibar Ashtzi Omar Rav Halach Krab Yossi. That Halach is like Krab Yossi. We said it before. We reviewed the Machlokes and Mishnah between Rav Yossi and Rameya about the day before and the day after. He says that Halach is like Krab Yossi, that the day, both the day before and the day after are also to be celebrated as Yom Tovim. V'shmuel Halach Krab Meya. Shmuel says Halach Krab Meya only the day before, not the day after. Ask the Gemara, or me, I'm a Shmuel Hachi, the Shmuel Paskin like Rameya, but Tain Rav Shimon Gamaliel Oimer, or Ma Tama Loimer, behind, stay, pa'amim. If we go back to the Gemara, the last narrow line on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, Tana Rabbanan, where the Gemara began quoting the Megillus Tainus, it says, Eli Yamayu, the Loy is Sana behind, or Mekhtosim, the Loy Mispit behind. What is this words behind? Loy Malach, to teach us, Shehena Surim, that they, these days that are yontif listed in Megillas Tainus are Yom Tovim. However, lefnei melachreim, the day before and the day after, mutarim, are not asur. Vam Shmuel, and Shmuel said, halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. So here we have Rav Shmuel passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that both the day before and after is not a yontif. And here we have him saying like Rameya, that only the day before is a yontif. Answers the Gemara. And the way Mepharshim explained the Gemara is like this. This whole concept of Megillas Tainus, and certainly the concept of the day before and the day after a Yom Tovim, is only Midrabbanan. By Drabbanan, we always go Lakula. So Shmuel was always looking for the most lenient opinion. Mikarasava, Kivan the Lekatana the Mekel Krameya, the Ramey is the most lenient opinion. Therefore, Amalak Krameya, he said that Lak is like Krameya. However, Kivan the Shamler of Shimon, the Gamliel, once he heard of Shimon Gamliel's opinion, the Mekel Tvei, that he's even more lenient, that not only is the day after not a yontif, but even the day before is not a yontif, Am Halach Krav Shimon Gamliel. The Halach is like Shimon Gamliel. Continues the Gemara, V'kein Amar Bali, Amar Abchibar, Abba Amar Abyoichron, Halach Krav Yossi. The Halach is like Krav Yossi. Amar Abchila Bala, so Abchila said to Bali, Azbralach, I'll explain to you. Ki Amar Abyoichron, Halach Krav Yossi. When did Rabbi Yochanan agree with Rabbi Yossi at Loy Lasana? As we said before, Rabbi Yossi makes many more days Yom Tovim. And he says that a day that's a lower level Yontif, it's a day that we only don't fast, the day before we celebrate. Says the Gemara, that's where Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi also says another thing. He says that on a day that we don't say a Hesped, the day after is a Yontif. Says that far, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. He'll never agree that the day after should be a yontif. Ask the Gemara, Omi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan indeed agree with Rabbi Yossi? But Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Stam Mishnah, we have a rule throughout Shas that that Rabbi Yochanan always says the halacha is like a stam mishnah. V'tanan, and there's a mishnah in Masechet Megillah. And let's just give a word of introduction. Soon we'll learn Masechet Megillah anyway. The halacha is Purim is either Yud Dalet Adar or Tezvav Adar. Yud Dalet Adar is for the people that don't live in walled cities. Tezvav Adar is Shushan Purim. They lived in a world where a lot of people lived in villages. And the people who lived in villages didn't necessarily have a minyan. They used to come to the city. What were the days that they came to the city? Monday and Thursday. Those were the days that the markets were open, and those were the days they came to the city. And that's why those are the days that but they didn't were open, and that's actually the reason why we lane, one of the reasons why we lane Monday and Thursday, because the people from the villages were in town anyway. They could come to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Chazal didn't want to make it overly difficult for the people to have to come back to town to hear the Megillah. So they said that if Purim comes out not on a Monday or a Thursday, they could proceed to laying the Megillah, even though it's not a month, even though it's not the 14th or 15th. They could read the Megillah. It'll come out, as we will learn, it could come out that they read the Megillah on 11th or 12th or 13th day of Adar. One important halacha, we're going to see it in the Mishnah in a moment, they always make it earlier, never make it later. So we don't read the Megillah after the 14th or 15th, we only read it before. Ask the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah, Abishamra Magdimim, because we want to make it convenient for the people that lived in these villages, we read the Megillah before the 14th or the 15th, V'loy Ma'achrin, but we never read it afterwards. Furthermore, those days that we proceed to read the Megillah earlier, the halacha is Matarim Behesper V'tainis. You could fast and say a Hesper on those days. Now let's analyze the Mishnah, asked the Gemara. Amos, exactly what date is the Mishnah referring to? Ilayim b'nei chameser. Are we speaking about a situation that people live in a town that celebrate Purim on Tezvav Adar? And this town who celebrates Purim on Tezvav Adar, 15 days in Adar, let's say that 15 days in Adar comes out on a Tuesday, so we tell them to read it on Monday, which is 14th. The Kekar Leber Beisa. And the Mishnah is telling us that that day they're allowed to have a Hesper of Tainus. Ask the Gemara, Umi Shari, is that true that they could have a Hesper on Tainus of 14 days in Adar? But Ksib Megillas Tainus, doesn't Megillas Tainus expressly teach us, Yoyim Abba Asaboy, Yoyim Chamish Asaboy, 14 or 15 days in Adar, Yoyim Purinen, Ad Purim, the Loy Lemispid Bain, you're not allowed to say a Hesper, you're certainly not a fast. So the Mishnah, certainly Masechet Megillah, can't be teaching us that we could be fasting on 14 days in Adar. And like the Pais can point out, not only 14 days in Adar Sheni, which is celebrated as Purim, are you not allowed to fast, but even 14 days in Adar Rishon, which is not Purim, and 15 days in Adar Rishon, we don't fast, and the Ramah says we don't even say a Hespit. Vamarava, that even the people who celebrate 14 days in Adar don't fast or say a spade on the 15th and vice versa. El b'nei b'aisa. We're talking in a town that reads the Megillah on 14 days in Adar. And 14 days in Adar this year came out on Tuesday. So if it came out on Tuesday, when would they read the Megillah? On the Monday before, which is 13. The Kekarle b'tleiser. And they're reading the Megillah this year on 13 days in Adar. And the Mishnah is teaching us that that day, you're allowed to fast. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Yom Niknahu. That day, we'll describe soon what the Yontav was, is a Yontav called Yom Niknah. So that can't be what the Mishnah is referring to. Ella, it's talking B'nai Abesa, the people who read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar. That year, 14 days in Adar came out on Wednesday. So 14 days in Adar come out on Wednesday. When do they read the Megillah? On the Monday before, which is 12 days in Adar. The Kekarle B'Treiser, they're reading the Megillah on 12 days in Adar. Ask the Gemara, Yom Tereinusu. 12 days in Adar is a different Yontif. Again, we'll describe it soon. It's Yom Tereinus. Elalav, it must be the Kekarle B'Chadesa. Purim came out on Sunday. 14 days in Adar is Sunday. So we since we always read it on a Monday or Thursday, we proceed to read the Megillah on the Thursday before. The Thursday before is 11 days in Adar. And we're saying the Ketanim Mutar B'Hesper Tainus. But now we have a question. 12 days in Adar, we said, is a Yontif. If we pass in like Reb Yossi, the day before Yontif, also not allowed to fast. So here so what must be? That the Mishnah is telling us that we don't pass in like Reb Yossi. And the day before Yontif is not also Behesped of Tainus. If that's the case, how could Reb Yochanan pass in like Reb Yossi? Reb Yochanan always goes with a Stam Mishnah. Again, to review. Here we're saying that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where we're reading the Megillah on 11 days in Adar, and the Mishnah is telling us that in those circumstances, we're allowed to fast, even though it's the day before 12 days in Adar, which is the day before Yontif. If we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, how could you fast that day? It must be, because we don't pass in like Rabbi Yossi. So how could Rabbi Yochanan pass in Rabbi Yossi? We have a Stam Mishnah like that. Loi. Says the Gemara, it's talking about a situation of Bnei Arba Osir. That Yontif, the Purim came out on Wednesday. 14 days in Adar were Wednesday. That year, the Kekarle Betraisa. They're reading the Megillah on the 12th. 2 days earlier, on Monday. Uda Kamrit, we asked, 12 days in Adar is a Yontif. Yom Tiranis who? And if it's a Yontif, how can we fast on that day? Yom Tiranis Gufa Betula Betulanu. Yom Tiranis was abolished. Hoyel v'nerg v'shami v'achya achiv. Since that was the day that Shmaya and Achya, his brother, will describe it soon, were killed. Kihadra Rav Nachman, Gozer v'Teresa. Rav Nachman decreed a fast day in 12 days in Adar. Omle Rabbonin. So Rabbonin asked him, Yom Tiranis who? How are you decreeing a fast day? Isn't it a Yontif? Omle Yom Tiranis Gufa Betula Betulu. That day was abolished. There was a day that these two great Jews were killed. Ask the Gemara, fine. Yom Tiranis was abolished. But 12 days in Adar is also the day before 13 days in Adar. And 13 days in Adar, we said on top of Amid, is a Yontif in its own right. It's Yom Nikner. But technically, the Avala Yom Shlefnei Nikner. So it should still be us to fast. Says Ravashi, and we already said this far in Amr Aleph, Hashti Iyu Gufa Betlua. 12 days in Adar were a Yontif, Yom Tiranis. Chazal abolished that day from being a Yontif. Mishum Yoik, Nik, the Nekiv and Nigzer. Should we make it into a Yontif because it's the day before another Yontif? It itself was a Yontif. And Chazal, for whatever reason, we'll see soon, declared that it should no longer be a Yontif. So it should still remain a Yontif because it's the day before Yom Nikna makes no sense. And that's why it's not a Yontif. So now we have an obvious question. 13 days in Adar, even if Yom Nikner is no longer a Yontif, is the day before Purim. If we hold the day before a Yontif, we're now at a fast, how do we fast on Yud Gimel Adar, Tainus Esther? It's the day before Purim. So the Rishonim give a number of answers. They say, just like we know that Megillas Tainus, the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainus became bottle. There are only two exceptions, Chanukah and Purim. But when we say Chanukah and Purim remain as Yom Tovim, they only remain Yom Tovim, they themselves. The halacha, that the day before those Yom Tovim is a Yontif, that halacha doesn't remain. That's one teretz. Another teretz is just like we saw in the previous year, the day before Shabbos, the day before Yontif Daraisa, the day before Rosh Chodesh, doesn't have to be celebrated as a Yontif. Because since these Yom Tovim are such significant Yom Tovim, there is no reason to make the day before a Yontif. So too Chanukah and Purim are such significant Yom Tovim, Chazal had no reason to say that the day before should be treated as a Yontif. Another pshat that I saw is that this actually, the fact that we fast the day before Purim, actually exactly commemorates what happened in the Megillah. That they fasted. Esther told them, Tzumu Alai, fast. And then they had the Nes. So since this actually perfectly duplicates what happened in the Megillah, even though it's the day before Purim, it's appropriate to fast. Ask the Gemara, my Nikna, my Tiranus. We said that 13 days in Adar is Yom Nikner. 12 days in Adar is Yom Tirinus. What are these Yom Tovim? The Tanya, Nitner Echem Afrechi Yivonim Haya. He was one of the Greek governors. Mashah says this Nitner is not the same Nitner as the Shari Nitner of the Beis Hamikdash. Ubechol Yom V'Yom Hayimenef Yodai Al Yehuda Yerushalayim. He used to raise his hand on Yehuda Yerushalayim. V'ama Emesay Tipol B'Yodai. When will Yerushalayim fall into my hand? Ve'emer Senen. I will be able to trample it. Ukshigav Meil Chubes Cheshmenoi. Ultimately, the Beis Chubes Cheshmenoi prevailed. V'Notzchem Kav Tzubahinus Yodav V'Raglof. They cut off his fingers of his hands and his feet. V'Talim B'Shal Yerushalayim. And they hung it up on the gates of Yerushalayim. V'amer Peh, the mouth. Shay Medaber B'Gaivet. It spoke so arrogantly. V'Yadayim Shay Menifus Yerushalayim. The hands that rose against Yerushalayim. Tasmim Nakama. This was the revenge that happened to it. And that day was declared as a Yontif. My Tyrannus. What is the Yontif of Tyrannus? Amru. Shabikish Tyrannus Laharoig as Lulinus Vapapis Ocha Belutkia. He wanted to kill Lulinus and Papis's brother and Lutkia. So Rashi says, what's the story? The story was that the daughter of the king was found killed. And the king automatically accused the Jews. And he said, if the murderer will not come forth, I will kill all the Jews. So Pappas and Lulinius were two great Jews who were certainly innocent, but they came and they volunteered. They said that we killed her and to spare the rest of the Jews. Actually, this is the basis for a very interesting Shaila. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. It's a tshuva to the Mechas Yitzchak, actually. This goes back when they started doing heart transplants, and the question was, could somebody be a donor? Because the heart is removed from the donor while he's still alive, although the doctors feel he's going to pass away soon, but he has to still be alive. It has to be a beating heart. And the question was, could somebody give up his own life to save another life? And here we see that these two people were prepared to give up their lives for the rest of Klal Yisrael, so maybe Mutter. So Ramosh says here was talking about Hatzol of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael were in danger, including themselves. That's why they were allowed to do it. Other times he says it's not permissible. So he wanted to ridicule them. He said, if you're from the nation of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Yovel Kech V'Yatzlaskem. Let's see God save you like he saves them. Let Hashem save you. Like a Kadosh Baruch Hu saves them. They were great tzaddikim. They were worthy that miracles should happen to them. We're not on that madrega. Furthermore, they said, Merchametzar was a worthy king. He was worthy that he should be the vehicle through which a miracle should occur. Voice of Russia, Hedjidhu, however you are a Russia, Veneroy Lassus Nadai Yadai. And you're not worthy that a Nes should happen through you. So Mefarshim all ask, to call Nebuchadnezzar a Russia, a Melech Hagun? So they say a number of Terutzim. One Terutz is that Nebuchadnezzar, with all of his riches, after Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah was saved, praised Hashem. So there is something good to find in him. Another pshat that I saw is that Nebuchadnezzar was a terrible Rasha. But he wasn't tricky. He wasn't sneaky. He made his intentions very clear. I'm going to destroy the Jews. This king said, a lie, the Jew must have killed my daughter. From where did that come? The trickiness, the lie, is what makes him worse. V'anun nischayav nekli elamakim. And we therefore deserve death. Vim ein ato haragnu, and if you won't kill us, harbi hargim yesh lo lemakom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if it's our time to die, Hakadosh Baruch Hu could send many ways to have us leave the world. Haradubim v'arayis yesh lo lemakom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has many bears, many lions that could take us by lomai. Shepogim baru that will attack us for hargim ben. Eloi lemasan Hakadosh Baruch Hu biyadcha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us into your hands, and also liparu demenim biyadcha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will avenge what you're doing. Even though he heard such powerful words from these people, didn't have any effect on him. Abdikin Hargum Yani killed them immediately. Amlo, they said, Lezozum Misham, they didn't leave, Achiba the Yupli Miroimi, two officers came from Rome, Upatsu Esmoicha Begizrim. They broke his head with clubs. He got revenge. The revenge was taken immediately. And that day they made into a Yontif, Yom Tirinus. The Chazon Ish, the Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, uses this Gemara. We have to be on a Madrega to understand what he says. He uses this Gemara how a Jew should face bad news. Here these people were about to be killed, and they realized they were about to be killed. Their attitude was, whatever is supposed to happen to us is going to happen anyway, and a Jew should accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for him. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein Goyzim Tainus L'Tzibah B'Tchila, we don't make a Tainus B'Chamisha if it comes out to be Chanukah and Purim, Ein Goyzim Tainus B'Rosh Chodashim, we don't make a Tainus in Rosh Chodesh. Unless, the Mishnah said, that if they already established Tanesim, and then those days come out to be Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, then we continue. Ask the Gemara, what is considered that it was already established? Kama v'schala, Ravacha amasholosh. Ravacha says 3 days of Tanesim. Ravasi ama achas. Even if one day was established, and that day turns out to be Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, we fast. Rav Yehuda ama zodiv Rameya. This is what Rameya said, Shom Meshum Rav Shim Gamliel. That we don't finish the day fasting, that even though we fast, we don't complete the day. That if one of these days coincide with a fast day, we fast the whole day. We complete the day in fasting. However, Tosfos makes a difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah Purim. It says Rosh Chodesh, if one of these fast days comes out to be in Rosh Chodesh, we complete the day in fasting. However, says Tosfos, if one of the fast days is Chanukah Purim, even though the Rabbanan and Al Gemara just said B'san Mashlim, regarding Chanukah Purim, Tosfos says, you may Mishtu Simcha, we don't finish the day fasting. The Farshim are very bothered with what Tosfos says, because Tosfos is calling Chanukah Yemei Mishtav Simcha. We know that the halacha says that only Purim is Yemei Mishtav Simcha, Chanukah is not. The Rosh, as the Kabbalah Nisanal understands, makes a different distinction. He makes a distinction between a Tainus Yochid and a Tainus Tzibur. A Tainus Tzibur, says the Rosh, Misanu Mashlim, but if it's a Tainus Yochid, we're not Misanu Mashlim. Hanum Lach Seid the Tainus Keitzer, Hanum Lach Seid the Tainus Keitzer, Hanum Lach Seid the Tainus Keitzer. Thank you.